Hello, and welcome to this week's look at action and stunts on film and television. In 1979, Burt Reynolds was the biggest box office star on the planet.
Criminals, deception, immorality.
All the things that make life worthwhile.
You can't be serious.
I've never been more serious in my life.
Burt Reynolds.
Well, I'll just go get undressed.
Rough cut.
I can help you.
Call you back, Nigel. Something just came up.
Rough cut. Rated PG.
He'd been on the receiving end of a very satisfying run of success. Gator in 1976, Smoking the Bandit in 1977, and he received critical acclaim in 1979 for the movie Starting Over. The movie Rough Cut had been sitting around for a little while and had a number of directors involved. Don Siegel was the original choice and ultimately finished the picture, but Peter Hunt and Blake Edwards had all been involved or fired off the picture after short bursts of work. The only man they didn't ask, who would probably have delivered on time and provided the studio with a picture worthy of its cost, was Hal Needham. He was brought in as second unit director for much of the shoot in Holland. Burt wanted to make an homage to the pictures of Cary Grant. He even got a chance to do his famous impersonation of Cary, even if it's Tony Curtis doing Cary Grant. Rough Cut is practically To Catch a Thief, one of Cary Grant's finest outings, and Burt wanted to have a little lift with the male characters in the picture, so employed David Niven as the inspector. They loved each other. In fact, Burt once said that if he was stranded on a desert island and could take an item of indulgence, he'd take David Niven. Assistant director was Andy Armstrong, who remembers a busy time during the car chase sequence from the airport. The chase in a fleet of yellow Volkswagen Golfs was from Schiphol Airport through the streets surrounding and into the flatlands via the canals. One of the drivers was Rocky Taylor, who was to drive the police car around the corner, slide and end up in the canal. Scrabbling from the vehicle onto its roof, he waited until help finally showed up and carried him off to safety. Vic Armstrong coordinating gave Rocky an additional job to do after the filming day was finished. He was asked to go, in character, to a certain point in the town and wait for radio instructions as the camera team wanted to test some brand new equipment. He was told he'd been guided around the town and the camera crew would have him covered from all angles at all times. He duly obliged and was given an almighty trek, lasting well over an hour. Finally, an instruction from Vic came over the radio. "Okay, Rock, come back now." Well, he was thrilled, but didn't know where to go. He was then told, "We're in the bar at the hotel, mate." Rocky heard belly laughs as the radio fell silent. Burt, as you would imagine, does a great deal of action, but is doubled for some of the scenes, including part of the airport sequence, where he's doubled by Hal Needham. He's also doubled for some of the fun moments, including a lovely gymnastic display at the start of the party, and Burt jumping from the roof and sliding down the flagpole.
Are you a Bond fan? I mean, really a Bond fan.
If you enjoy dreaming of what 1991 and 1993 Tim Dalton films would have looked like,
or if you have a degree in octopussy but still don't know which Fabergé egg is a fake,
then the Really 007 podcast is for you.
Really 007.
We bring an insightful,
critical
and silly take on the James Bond films.
We are proudly part of the Pod Dojo network and are available for free on iTunes and Spotify.
We have regular, in-depth reviews of every Bond film,
as well as special episodes on different aspects of the series.
And some of us are a bit down on the Craig era, Robert.
While others are happy to pretend to dislike things just to get cheap laughs.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and join in on the James Bond conversation online.
Really, 007.
Stick is a very different challenge altogether.
Burt Reynolds is Stick. The mob took his money, killed his best friend, then set him up as the fall guy.
I want him to take it.
play around with those people, you're gonna get hurt.
They're playing a deadly game.
He owes me $5,000.
And he's not about to be the loser. Because if you get him mad, you can be sure of one thing.
Give me a hand!
He's going to get even.
Why don't you push him hard?
Mighty at the water.
Burt Reynolds.
You know what I came here to ask you for.
Candace Bergen.
I don't know if I'm ready for you, Ernest.
George Siegel. And Charles Durning in Stick. The only thing he couldn't do.
So how are you drinking? That regular or apple?
Was stick to the rules.
Apple.
I'll say goodnight.
Not only is it one of Burt's directorial outings, but it was a shambles from start to finish. The script was terrible, and Burt's version of the script didn't impress the studio, so much so that they demanded reshoots the following year, the movie having originally been shot in 1983-84. After working with stuntman Dar Robinson on Sharky's Machine, Dar had shown interest to Burt about playing a character in a film. In Stick, the character of Moki was one that Dar expressed an interest in playing. Not an easy role, but very physical. A role perhaps better suited to a stuntman than an actor. The studio hated the idea that a stuntman would be cast in the role in a major motion picture, but Burt managed to subdue them. A number of set pieces between Moki and Stick during the picture, but the one that everyone remembers is the remarkable 225-foot high fall from the hotel balcony with no airbag. Dar had been for many years a performer who was regarded as a high fall man. He'd fallen from 300 feet into a huge airbag and would regularly compete against stuntman AJ Bakunas to be the best at the highest fall. Alongside the stunt technician Kai Michelson, Dar had created The Descender, a magnificent creation using air pressure and pistons, which allowed Dar to fall from height, attached only by a wire. The descender would kick in at the end of the fall and stop the stuntman from hitting the ground. He jumped from the CN Tower using the device a few years before during one of his TV specials. Firstly, it was visually stunning. But secondly, it allowed camera positions previously thought impossible. Dar not only falls from the building as his character Moki, but also doubles actor Charles Durning for his death scene in the film, falling directly into camera. Dar received the Stuntman's Award for Best High Fall in a Movie in the 1986 show and was presented his award by Charles Durning. Durning had read a note from Burt Reynolds, who was unable to attend that night, saying, "Thank you, Dar, for your work on the picture. It's a great shame that the movie wasn't as successful as your stunt." So, that's it for now, and catch us again on Friday, where we'll do the deep dive into both of these movies. Until then, it's bye for now.